The Kelly report into the MPs' expenses has come out with a number of recommendations of the things which need to be done to resolve the expenses problem. Firstly, is that in future, MPs will be able to claim a maximum of £1,250 rent a month, and they won't get any reimbursement for mortgages. There's going to be a central agency which will rent property on the behalf of MPs and dish that out to them. So it'll be rather like halls of residence in university. There won't be any fripperies, so there's going to be an end to claims for cleaning, gardening and furnishing. There's going to be an end to capital gain, which means that if people are buying a property on a mortgage, a state-funded mortgage, then they, at the moment, if they're still continuing to sit at next Parliament, they will be allowed to continue to do this, but they have to give the capital gain back to the taxpayer at the end of their parliamentary career. The golden goodbyes for people who step down are going to go. There's going to be an end to family employment, so there's going to be a ban on employing relatives, which will be phased in over the 5 years of the next Parliament. Commuting, so people who are close to London should be able to travel in, and that I think there is a distance on that, a reasonable commuting distance is what it's talking about on this. And then there's not going to be any help for accountancy to help people actually manage their expenses claims, so there shouldn't be, because it'll be much simpler. And there will be full transparency. I mean, that's already the case, that all the receipts from expenses are published now, and people can have access to those at any time they wish. So I think that this is really quite a sensible way of covering most of the ground where things did become difficult under the old expenses system.